they have came out pre-election and stated that they would give us the 9%, and I'd like to thank the government for that, and they are committed to giving us the 9%, which is vital for restaurants and small cafes and small businesses up and down the length and breadth of this country, especially in rural Ireland. You know, we're a huge employer, and the government have realised that the CSO figures have stated that tourism is down and that small businesses are struggling. So, you know, it's fantastic that they have come out and said that, and they're going to continue their promise and give us the 9%. And this will help business up and down the country survive, especially with the cost of running the business at the moment. It's astronomical, as you can see in the supermarkets and everything. So any help from the government is welcomed. And the fact that they are committed to lowering the VAT rate, it speaks volumes for the hospitality industry.
You mentioned survive there, and of course we have seen so many examples, particularly this part of the country, really, isn't it, that have shut their doors. And
yeah, absolutely. Look, there's lots of businesses closed around Sligo, and obviously there's some new ones opening, but the only way that you're going to keep jobs in rural Ireland and save jobs in the hospitality industry is by lowering the VAT rate. And, you know, it is the only show in town. And the government have recognised this and have decided that they will do it. I welcome it. I wish it was sooner. You know, coming at the end of January, you know, it's fine, but we've missed the whole season on it. So the sooner the better that they commit to it and stick to their promises.